friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Now, change isn't always easy. It can cause a lot of stress in one's life. However, change is definitely a part of life. It's going to happen. It is something that we cannot avoid. Well, today we're going to discuss different healthy ways to deal with the stress caused from major life changes in a lesson called The Stress of Change. Here are a couple of tips, two tips actually, that we'll be discussing today. First, take it slow. Remember, take it slow and care for your health. Okay, friends, open up your magazines because we are about to talk about how to deal with stress. Let's go.
The Stress of Change. Here is some advice for dealing with the stress of a major life change. Take it slow. Don't expect to feel comfortable with whatever has changed about your life right away. Adjusting to a new schedule, a new home, or a new job takes time. Any change has both positive and negative aspects. So, acknowledge the difficulties, but focus on the positives. Take a break. Pause in the middle of a frenzied day and breathe deeply. Once in a while, take an evening or a full weekend to relax, either alone or with a close friend or relative.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 acknowledge 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 knowledge, 了解或理解的这个名词。所以 acknowledge 是指承认或认可。例如 acknowledging one's own weaknesses is the first step to improving oneself. 认知自己的缺点是改善自己的第一步。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 acknowledgement。意思是指承认或者是答谢。例如 This award is granted to her in acknowledgement of her contribution. 这个奖项颁发给她是要表达对她的贡献的感谢。继续我们看的是 frenzied 这个形容词，注意 IE 在这里是发长音的 E 的音，念成 frenzied。 Frenzied 是指慌乱的或者是疯狂的。例如 Pauline left the frenzied office and went to a nearby cafe where it was quiet. Pauline 离开了忙乱的办公室去附近的一家安静的咖啡厅。或者是 The president was wounded in a frenzied attack. 总统在这个疯狂的攻击事件中受伤。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, well, these look like some very helpful tips.Let's go through them, okay? These tips could really help when you're dealing with a big change that has turned your life upside down.
That's right. So here is some advice for dealing with the stress of a major life change. First, take it slow. Okay. Now, before we continue on, there's another phrase that's kind of similar to taking it slow, and that is to take it easy.Do you know that phrase, Gabe?
Take it easy. Yeah. There's lots of songs that remind us to take it easy.
You can make or turn anything into a song. I agree. So how can you use this phrase to take it easy? Well, this just means, first of all, to just relax. Don't use too much energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when might you use this phrase, take it easy? Take it slow. Relax. Take it easy.Well, maybe one of your friends gets upset and they start talking really quickly and they get really angry and they're like, oh, why did you do that to me? You always do things to me that hurt me.
It really frustrates
me.
Hey, Gabe, take it easy. Take it easy. Okay? Everything's going to be okay. Maybe you could try to talk to your friend. Just take it easy. Okay?
Yeah. And you see how nice and relaxed I am now after Rebecca said take it easy? That's when you use the phrase take it easy.
Hey, here's another example. Well, you know, I was sick for the last week, and I'm really not feeling super well right now, but I have so much I need to do, and I'm thinking that maybe I should go to the store, maybe I should study.
Rebecca?
Yeah?
You know what you need to do?
What?
Take it easy.
Oh.
Just take it easy.
You're right.
Just calm down.
You're right. So I probably should take it easy and not do too much.
Well, right. Don't schedule too many things.
You know, that's a good idea. So if you're just getting over being sick, it's not a good idea to schedule too many things, but rather, take it easy.
And if you are dealing with a major life change, maybe you move to a new place. Maybe your personality is to do a lot of things. Well, our lesson suggests to take it slow, okay? So maybe you don't want to overcommit or schedule too many things right away. All right, now we read here, don't expect to feel comfortable with whatever has changed about your life right away. Adjusting to a new schedule, a new home, or a new job takes time.
Gabe, this actually reminds me when I first moved to Taiwan 2 years ago. Well, the first thing I had to adjust to was a new home, a new culture, that being Taiwan, and then a new job on top of that. It was a pretty big life change. And yes, I definitely realized very soon I had to take it easy or take it slow. I couldn't expect to understand everything right away.
That's true. So take it easy, take it slow. Well, let's go to our next helpful tip here. Any change has both positive and negative aspects, so acknowledge the difficulties, but focus on the positives. Acknowledge the difficulties. That means don't try to pretend that nothing is difficult. Sometimes it's easy for us to just pretend everything is okay. When someone says, how are you? We say, oh, fine. I'm good. Fine. Really, I'm okay. No. You've got to acknowledge the difficulties. Say that you know that things are difficult, but try to focus on the positives.
And, of course, our next tip here is take a break. Pause in the middle of a frenzied day. That is a really crazy day. And breathe deeply. Once in a while, take an evening or a full weekend to relax, either alone or with a close friend or relative. And that's a very good tip because it can be very easy when you have a busy day to be busy at night too and try to do lots of things and try to squeeze a lot of things in your schedule. But it might be good to take some time and just take a break and relax.
You need to take a break, relax. Sometimes you just need to stop and smell the roses, right?
Oh, stop and smell the roses. I love roses. Where are the roses?
I like smelling
roses.
Well, you can smell this phrase. How about that? Yes, this phrase right here. Does that smell good?
I don't smell anything.
The phrase says stop and smell the roses. It's a good one. Yes, yes, just like this lady in this picture is smelling this rose. She's taking the time to stop and notice the beauty around her, and she's taking the time to smell the rose. All right, so sometimes in life, we get so busy, we just go from one place to another, and sometimes we just need to stop and enjoy the stuff that is around us.
So if you see someone really busy going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, and you could tell that they're really not enjoying what they're doing, you should say, you know, you should just stop and smell the roses. Just take some time and really make sure you're enjoying every moment of your life.
Now, sometimes people ask, Gabe, do people really use that phrase? Well, friends, yes, we really do use this phrase. You can use it. It's very useful. Stop and smell the roses. Well, right now it's time for us to sing
it
out.
Hold on a second, Ben. This kind of music is just going to stress people out.
Yeah, I'm stressed out already.
I know what we need to do. We need to learn from our lesson, and
we need to
slow it down.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been feeling so stressed recently.
I know.
I need to take it easy.
So do I. To do.
You and me, we should all slow it down. Just laugh off that stress, man.
Feel those good vibes.
Yeah. Hey, if you're feeling stressed recently, try laughing. Or slowing things down. Everything might get a little better.
I think make so,
sure.
too.
Yeah, just to make sure you remember and sing with us about this important thing.
Slow it down. If you've been feeling stressed recently, oh, maybe you just need to take it easy.
Sing it to us, Ben.
Oh, no.
That's right.
You just need to slow it down.
Oh, that's so much better, man.
What a great lesson.
Yeah.
One thing you could do is laugh. Another thing you could do is do some music.
Yeah, and especially the music that we do here on this really fun show.
This will help you when you're stressed. You gotta
sing it out.
Oh my goodness, I have so much to do. Let's see, I have to run to the store. I have all my studies I need to do. I have laundry to do. Oh, there's just so much to do. And
oh,
I have my parents are coming.
Miss Rebecca Brittingham here.
Who are you?
Well, you have a little message right here, and I believe some flowers to go with it.
Wait, stop and smell the roses? What does that mean? Oh, the roses. Oh, these are wonderful. Thank you. I love roses. Oh, this is wonderful just to stop, relax. You know, life isn't that bad. Hey, let's continue. Let's continue with our lesson.
The stress of change. Make sure you get enough sleep. Sleep helps you think more clearly and concentrate on tasks. So, getting a good night's sleep will improve your productivity more than working until 2 a.m. Care for your health. Exercise every day, even if you only go for a short walk. Eat healthy food. Caffeine and sugar can provide short-term energy, but they may set you up for a crash later. Change is challenging. However, it can make you stronger and lead to a better life.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 productivity 这个不可数名词。 我们前两天有学过 product, P-R-O-D-U-C-T, 产品这个字, 而 productivity 是指生产力, 或者是生产率, 例如, the renovation of the factory boosted its productivity, 厂房的更新大大的提升了生产力, 或者是 the boss demanded a 3% increase in productivity by the end of the quarter, 老板要求在本期结束之前生产率要提高 3%, 最后我们看的是 caffeine 这个不可数名词， caffeine 就是指咖啡因， 注意它的重音是在第二个音节， 念成 caffeine。 例如 some tea contains more caffeine than regular coffee， 有一些茶含的咖啡因比一般咖啡还要高。 它的形容词是 caffeinated， C-A-F-F-E-I-N-A-T-E-D， 意思是指含咖啡因的。 例如 patients with heart disease should avoid caffeinated drinks， 患有心脏病的病人要避免喝含咖啡因的饮料。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at these helpful tips. The next one is make sure you get enough sleep. I love this tip because I love sleep. Don't you, Rebecca?
Oh, yes, I love sleeping. And it's very important that you get enough sleep because sleep helps you think more clearly and concentrate on tasks. So getting a good night's sleep is very important.
Wait, hold on a second. If you're sleeping, you might be dreaming, right?
Oh, yeah, I have lots of dreams.
Rebecca, have you ever dreamed in another language or dreamt? Have you ever dreamt in another language?
Have you ever dreamt in another language? I have.
You have?
But I think
Chinese?
I actually have.
Maybe that means your Chinese is really good if you're dreaming in Chinese.
Right. But I typically dream in English.
You know what?
What?
I believe Steve and Ken have something they would like to share about dreaming in English. Let's go to the info cloud.
Hello, friends. Have you ever dreamed in a foreign language?
Yes, in Chinese. And I think I was super fluent. But I wonder, was it really Chinese or was it just something my brain made me think was Chinese?
I don't know about that, but people who are into dream interpretation say it might be a message from your subconscious that you don't yet understand.
Others say dreaming in a foreign language is a linguistic milestone. If you begin to study English, for example, and then later you have a dream in English, it means you've reached a certain level of fluency.
Congratulations, you've had the dream.
So, this would confirm that when you interact with English, you are processing more information than your conscious mind can absorb, indicating there's a lot more English in your brain than you realize.
That's great, but now the question is, how do we recall all that foreign language that's stuck in our heads?
Well, one professor in Germany discovered that when he runs small amounts of electricity through people's brains while they sleep, it increases their dream memory retention by 8%. But don't try that at home.
不知道你有没有做梦梦到你在讲流利的英文？有的话，那是代表什么呢？有些人认为那是代表你的 subconscious 潜意识在传达某种讯息。也有人认为你的英文程度已经来到一个 linguistic milestone 语言学习的里程碑。因为你头脑里头的英文或许比你想象的还要多。其实我们只要时常使用英文，多读多写多听多说，我们拥有的英文一定会比我们认知的还要多。只是要如何从头脑中挖掘出来还是个大问题。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. And yes, I typically dream in English, but Gabe, as I mentioned earlier, there were a couple of times I dreamt in Chinese and it kind of scared me.
It shouldn't scare you.
I'm dreaming in Chinese.
That could be a good sign that your Chinese is improving.
Yes.
That's great.
You're right, Gabe. Well, let's continue learning about this very last tip. We read, care for your health. That is, take care of your health.Exercise every day, even if you only go for a short walk.
And that's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people think, I'm not going to do anything because basically the most I can do is go for a short walk. But that's a good thing. Even if you can only go for a short walk, do it.
That's right. And eat healthy food. Caffeine and sugar can provide short-term energy, but they may set you up for a crash later. There's a couple things we'd like to talk about in this sentence, starting with to set you up for. Set you up for. What's that all about?
Well, it could be positive or negative, but usually when I use this phrase, it's negative. 有一点陷害的意思。So something like caffeine might feel good, it might make you feel very energized in the moment, but then later you feel like you have no energy. So it sets you up for something bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for another example, some things might set you up for failure. If you never study and you never do your homework, that will set you up for failing your test.
And here's a positive way to use this phrase.
Okay.
Some people say that breakfast sets you up for the day. It gives you the strength and energy for the day. Well, anyway, let's talk about this other word that you see in the lesson, and that is crash. What is a crash? That is just when you get really tired and you lose your energy all of a sudden.
And so that's why some people say you should eat an apple instead of drinking a cup of coffee, because you might crash quickly after you drink a cup of coffee, but an apple will keep you energized for longer. All right, friends, these are great tips for how to deal with stress. And right now it's time for a review skit.
That's funny, review skit.
I'm not joking.
Changes, changes, changes. Oh, you're back.
Yes, back to share advice on dealing with stress caused by change.
That's just what I need.
Okay, first, slow down. Adjusting to a new schedule, a new home, or a new job takes time.
Slow down. Okay.
Acknowledge the difficulties, but focus on the positive.
Look on the bright side.
Pause in the middle of a frenzied day and breathe deeply.
Can I take an evening off?
Sure. Or even a weekend. Relax alone or with a friend.
Breathe.
Also, get enough sleep. You'll think more clearly and can concentrate on tasks.
And that will improve my productivity?
Exactly. Care for your health. Exercise. Take walks. And eat healthy food.
What about caffeine and sugar? They produce energy, right?
But just short-term energy, and they may set you up for a crash.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for your helpful advice. Change is challenging.
But it can make you stronger.
Stronger!
And lead to a better life.
A better life!
Yes. Change is great.
Hooray for change! I hope you're right.
There is no doubt that change is challenging, but it can make you stronger. Oh, my goodness. Gabe. Okay, friends, make sure you join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We've got a lesson about Adele, so come back.